Praised be Jesus and Mary. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. The scholar of the law responds correctly, saying that in order to reach eternal life, we have to love God with all our heart, and along with that, and inseparably from it, we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. This commandment of love is love of God and love of neighbor. And they're inseparable because, rather, the second commandment, the second part of this commandment, is like the first because our neighbor is like God. He's made in the image and likeness of God. That's why the two go together in one inseparable commandment, we can say. And our Lord praises the scholar of the law, saying, "You have answered correctly, do this and you will live." Now this parable of the Good Samaritan is commented interestingly by our Pope, Pope Francis, who points out that our Lord seems to invert or revert the question that the scholar is posing. Well, he asks, "Who is my neighbor?" And the parable ends with the question of our Lord, "Well, which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" Meaning, I think, that in our practice of this commandment of love of God and love of neighbor as ourselves, love of neighbor for God, because our neighbor is made in the image and likeness of God, we shouldn't wait till we're solicited. We shouldn't wait till somebody comes along and fulfills the conditions of being worthy of our love, or until somebody comes along and asks, or until somebody comes along and gives us a commandment, yes, this and that person has to be loved. The commandment given by our Lord is enough. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love for God, for the sake of God, all those in whom you find the image and likeness of God. And from that commandment, no one is excluded. And it prevents us from taking a passive stance in this love of neighbor. We cannot just wait until somebody tells us to love our neighbor, or until some law imposes it, or until somebody asks, or until somebody deserves it. We have to be active. We have to go out of our way like the Good Samaritan. Though he was a Samaritan, and maybe no law prescribed that he help this traveler, he went out of his way to help him, moved with compassion at the sight, moved to mercy, which sees, as the definition in spiritual theology of mercy goes, moved to compassion at the sight of the image of God enveloped in misery. Enveloped in the misery of having been attacked by robbers. So the Good Samaritan did this. He was active in his love of neighbor, for love of God, went out of his way. And he's an example to us, given by our Lord, that we too go and do likewise. Praised be Jesus and Mary.